You are tuned to Radio Ukraine International. Next in line is Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events that took place in this country over the past week.
Pro-Russian separatists keep shelling the Ukrainian positions in Donbas. On the 18th of September in Luhansk area, militants used artillery for the first time since the beginning of the so-called school truce. They opened fire near the village of Novotoshkivske and were shelling from mortars near the Krymske and Prechepilivka. In the village of Charmalik in Mariupol direction, separatists intensified snipers' fire. Traditionally, violence persisted in the Donetsk direction. The strategically important town of Avdiivka and the Butivka coal mine were often attacked by the militants. This week, the OSCE mission in Ukraine disclosed they want to increase the total number of observers to 800 people by the end of its mandate in March next year. Alexander Hook, the Special Monitoring Mission Principal Deputy Chief Monitor, said that the signatories of the Minsk agreements should ensure the security of international observers. Later, Martin Zaidik, Special Representative of the OSCE Chairperson in Office in Ukraine, voiced the number of civil victims in the Donbas war zone that keeps growing due to the constant breaches of the ceasefire. As of the 17th of September, the number of civilian casualties has already reached 383 people, among them 68 killed and 315 wounded. The data was collected by the OSCE mission in Ukraine, and such civilian losses are unacceptable. The Trilateral Contact Group on the settlement of the conflict in Donbas will further apply all possible efforts in order to establish a continuing ceasefire in the east of Ukraine, said Martin Zaidik. On Wednesday, a meeting of the security subgroup of the Trilateral Contact Group on Conflict Settlement in eastern Ukraine took place in Minsk. As a result of the meeting, the Ukrainian party put forward a demand for a thorough investigation of all cases of a ceasefire break by Russian-backed militants in the Donbas war zone and appropriate punishment for those responsible for the breach. The last meeting of the trilateral group, comprising representatives of Ukraine, Russia and the OSCE, took place on the 13th of September. Then the parties failed to reach an agreement on a large-scale exchange of prisoners. The negotiations on the all-to-all exchange of captives have been lasting since last year. According to the Ukrainian party, 144 Ukrainian citizens are in a captivity of Russian-backed militants now. Separatists demand to exchange them for 600 people. Following the preliminary talks, the exchange can take place as follows. 87 Ukrainian citizens whose location in the occupied territories is known, to 309 of those whom militants want to get back.
You are listening to Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events that took place in this country over the past week.
It is very important that we have a common vision of new quality of cooperation on security issues, President Petro Poroshenko told reporters in New York City on Thursday after his meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump on the sidelines of the 72nd session of the UN General Assembly. It was the second meeting between Poroshenko and Trump this year. The previous meeting took place at the White House on June 20th. After Wednesday's meeting behind closed doors that lasted 1 hour, Trump told reporters that progress had been made in Ukrainian reforms.
It's a great honor to be with President Poroshenko of the Ukraine, a place that we've all been very much involved in, and you've been seeing it, and everybody's been reading about it. And we've had some very, very good discussions. It's going to continue throughout the day, and I think a lot of progress has been made, and it's a great honor.
Donald Trump. According to Poroshenko, Ukraine-US economic and military cooperation has improved under the Trump administration.
That's a great honor and a great pleasure to be together with you, Mr. President. One of the most reliable, supportive and strategic partner for Ukraine. We really fight to bring freedom and democracy.
Petro Poroshenko. According to him, trade turnover between the United States and Ukraine during the last 7 months increased by 2.5 times. And this is again the symbol that we welcome in American companies in the Ukrainian market and creating hundreds of thousands of jobs both in Ukraine and the US. And this is really a delivery from effective cooperation between our nations, Poroshenko said. Trump said in turn that despite Ukraine not being the easiest place to live, it gets along well, pretty well, adding that US businesses are very interested in Ukraine and see a huge potential there. During the joint press briefing, Poroshenko expressed sympathy with the American people over the recent hurricanes Irma and Harvey that brought devastation across the southern states in the last few weeks. He said he admired Trump's leadership in difficult times. A few hours before, Poroshenko said at the general debate of the UN General Assembly, Ukraine is seeking peace and restoration of sovereignty over its entire territory, while Russia wants to control Ukraine and undermines all the efforts aimed at restoring sovereignty within the Ukrainian boundaries. He reminded that for decades Ukraine has been a strong contributor to global security. In the name of peace and in exchange for security guarantees, Ukraine gave up its third largest nuclear arsenal in the world. 20 years later, Russia, as a signatory to the 1994 Budapest Memorandum, the one that pledged to respect and protect Ukraine's borders, brutally grabbed the Crimean Peninsula and invaded the eastern regions of the country. Poroshenko also reminded that back in the spring of 2015, he officially asked the UN Security Council president to start procedures for deploying a UN peacekeeping mission to Ukraine. By now, this initiative has been supported by the overwhelming majority of nations, he said, noting that the Kremlin insists on the presence of UN peacekeepers only on the contact line, separating the Kyiv-controlled and the separatist-controlled parts of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. These hybrid peacekeeping proposals from Moscow are yet another example of Russia's true ambitions to legalize their puppets and freeze the conflict forever, Poroshenko said, adding that the Ukrainian side would welcome any meaningful proposal that would bring peace to the country. Speaking about Ukraine's economic status, Poroshenko said, Ukraine has laid a strong basis for sustainable economic growth, and the proof of this is the growth of its gross domestic product. According to the National Bank's forecasts, this year Ukraine's GDP is expected to grow by 1.6%. The World Bank and the International Monetary Fund predict GDP growth rate in 2017 at 2%, Poroshenko said. The Ukrainian president attributed positive economic dynamics to the government's successful reform efforts, in particular decentralization and deregulation, as well as to the ongoing reforms.
This is Radio Ukraine International and Ukrainian Diary.
A record high number of Hasidic pilgrims, more than 30,000 from 14 countries, gathered in Uman, Cherkasy region this week to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. This year it falls on September 20th. The traditional place for celebrations is the gravesite of Tzaddik Nachman, the founder of Hasidism. It is a sacred duty for every Hasid to visit Nachman's grave at least once in their lifetime, and the best occasion is Rosh Hashanah, said Eli, one of the pilgrims.
210 лет тому назад сказал, можно даже сказать, приказал, что всякий, кто в нём верит и считается его учеником.
210 years ago he said, he bequeathed that every man who believes in him and follows his teaching must visit his grave on this holiday. Since then, Hasidim have come here from a dozen countries, said Hasidic pilgrim Eli. State Border Service Chief Andriy Demchenko told Radio Ukraine that Ukrainian border guards had coped with a massive inflow of Hasidic pilgrims and had cooperated with the law enforcers to ensure maximum security for the pilgrims throughout their stay in the country. The Rosh Hashanah celebrations started at sunset on Wednesday and lasted 3 days, with a lot of praying, singing and dancing. The traditional Rosh Hashanah meal included a flat loaf of bread, challah, the round shape of which symbolizes the end of one circle of life and the start of another. Other must-have meals were apples and honey for the next year to be sweet, and pomegranates for good deeds to be as many as the season this fruit.
And with that, we end Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events that took place in this country over the past week.